is the third area that we work in, and that's what we call intervention. And so there is a state law that talks about citing, say, a solid waste landfill, disposal of hazardous waste, for example. All of these can be are monitored by laws and regulations. If these laws and regulations are not followed, or the site is not appropriately selected because you feel that the process is being stacked against you for political concerns, or because you have a vendor that's favored that pretty much is going to do what he or she wants to do no matter what the law says, then you have to take legal actions. And that's one of the reasons from activism, fundraising is important, because I would say 90% of our fundraising efforts, for example, the year that we fought the landfill issue, we raised over $65,000, and 90% of that goes into paying attorneys and expert witnesses so you can check and verify the findings of the vendor and his army of attorneys and engineers and so-called environmental scientists. So you have to have some type of counterbalance there, and that's part of the process of the judicial system allows.